Hello Canada, it's Ryan Gerlula here, and this is CanuckCast version 2.0, and we'll see how many interruptions we get today, as I'm a feeling, I have a hunch, if you will, that during this broadcast many interruptions will occur. So beforehand, I apologize. Alright, so this is CanuckCast 2.0, I'm Ryan, and hopefully you're all having a good week so far, aka this is only Monday, but nonetheless, it's the start of the week, and usually it's rough days until Wednesday, it's hump day, and then, you know, from then on, it's smooth sailing because you don't really do much. So, what we're going to plan on today is talk about a few things. First, and I know she'll probably be listening because I brought this up earlier, is a face from the past has just been, you know, rekindled, if you will. It's kind of interesting because I just thought I'd bring it up because I just like to mention that, you know, this world we live in is so small. And, you know, you don't really think about it, but when things happen, you really do realize that, you know, such a small world these days, and that is because an ex-girlfriend of mine, about 10 years ago, you know, we dated for about a week, and then, disappeared, has just been, you know, notified back in my life, which is weird. Well, back in my life, aka just, a friend of a friend of mine, an ex is another ex. So, anyway, it's pretty weird, you know, after 10 years, and, well, hey, how's it going? You know, it's kind of weird how, you know, things like that happen, and, really, it's really weird, and, you know, if you think you're not going to see someone again, I doubt it, because eventually, you'll, come across that person sometime in your life, or later on, and, you know, when you least expect it, and that's pretty hilarious, coming from an ex from another ex, but, anyway, hello Beth, thank you, there you go, you made the podcast feel special, and I thought that was pretty hilarious due to 10 years of an absence, and, you know, it was one of my first girlfriends at the time, and it was kind of interesting, but, I know my buddy, Josh will be interested in hearing that as well, but there you go, and you had a little spot on the website as well. Okay, so, I'm gonna quickly, as I'll do this on the fly here, because I forgot to do it beforehand, I'm gonna go to WWE.com, like I'm gonna do now, you can hear me clicking, click, 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 alright, WWE.com is where I'm going, and that just leads up to the Raw report we got tonight, so, we'll see what happens here. I haven't read it yet, so excuse me if I stumble on everything, but, we'll figure out what happens here. Alright, so let's read this up, shall we? Over the years, WWE superstars have enjoyed the privilege of joining the prestigious WWE club. On the next edition of Monday Night Raw, Marty Jannetty not only has the opportunity to become a member, but he also can accept a full-time spot on the Raw roster in the process. There's only one catch. It's Mr. McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club. Now, if you guys don't remember what that is, Mr. McMahon, Vince McMahon of the WWE, usually just pulls down his pants and you kiss his ass. And if that's entertaining TV, then, I don't know, I don't really enjoy watching a 65-year-old man's ass being kissed, but if they call it entertainment, we have no choice but to watch or turn our heads, which I usually do, or, on the other hand, I watch because it's just hilariously gross. But anyway, continue on, both the punishment and reward come from, as a result of Jannetty's involvement of last week's Raw. He hit Michaels, and he was getting his ass kicked, and Jannetty came in the ring and all that kind of good stuff, helped him out. You might remember him from the Rockers back in the 80s and 90s. Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty is a tag team there. Good tag team, good thing to watch if you're a fan of wrestling back in the day. Mr. McMahon chose to give Shawn Michaels hell in the form of a 4-on-1 handicap match tonight, or last night, excuse me, but Jannetty came to HBK's aid. Seeing Jannetty's involvement in the Michaels match led him to the McMahon business invitation. Mr. McMahon made a note that, in fact, that Jannetty, has fallen hard times recently. Does he want this job? He wants this bad job. Hold on. I always seem to screw this up, but, like I said, this is going to be unedited, because why not? It's live. It's how it's supposed to be. Anyway, let's continue on here. Does he want this job bad enough to pucker up and undoubtedly endure additional humiliation in the process? What will Jannetty do in this unusual situation? We'll find out on this Monday Night Raw. Coming this Monday, also, Edge gave Mick Foley 1 week to respond to his WrestleMania challenge. Will the Hardcore Legend answer back this week? In addition, Trish Stratus will defend the Women's Championship against Candice this week on Raw. Will the Playboy cover girl add gold to her resume as well? Watch out Raw to find out. Watch Raw to find out. All this and more, Monday Night Raw on 9/8 Central USA Network. Man, I'm stumbling over my words all the time. I can't read. I must have one of those, you know, you read before you actually read the word, you know. Anyway, but advanced reading, maybe, I don't know what it's called. Anywho's, and that's your raw report, if you can make what I said out and, you know, piece it together with all my rambling and my screwing up there. But anyway, this past Saturday was the CIWA, Canadian International Wrestling Association show, featuring the infamous Rhino, former WWE ECW last champion, former TNA heavyweight champion Rhino the Wrestler. It was really good. We got there. He was doing autograph signings on Saturday morning, but on Friday night I went to a club called Smack Guys. He was supposed to show up there, but apparently he got held up at customs and all that kind of good stuff and was tired. He went in his hotel and didn't show, but met all the other wrestlers, had a good time. They're good guys. If you ever get a chance to see a CIWA show around your area, if you live in Ontario or around that area, go see them. They're a good bunch of guys and they put on a good show. And a lot of them, well, not a lot of them, about two of them, the tag team there, the Southside Stranglers. It was fun to make fun of him all night, saying he liked to strangle himself with in the lower extremities in the south side, but it was kind of fun. They play their character to a T, a.k.a. they play it all night. They play their gimmick completely and utterly all night. It's kind of annoying at times, but in the same time, they did a good job keeping in character. As well, it was Rhino taking on Ruffy Silverstein. You might know Ruffy from TNA Action. He wrestled AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels and Samoa Joe and a few others in a during Team Canada, as he was a part of that team for a while. He is a graduate of Stu Hart's Dungeon in Calgary, and graduating means you can pass the dungeon courses. But yeah, to be graduated, you have to have nomination from all the wrestlers. That's like from Owen Hart, Bret Hart, from all the other wrestlers to nominate you to be graduated. So that's a great honor, and he was a really, really fun person to watch it with Rhino as well. And getting back to Rhino on Saturday morning, got to the mall about 10 in the morning, and we waited around, and my buddy and I got information that he was eating lunch with someone who paid $250 Canadian to have lunch with him. We went down to that bar, we sat at the bar nervously and looked stupid as we pretended to watch the Olympic Games, and we got a glimpse of him and was like, oh my god, this is Rhino, like a little schoolgirl. Ah! But it was fun nonetheless. We had our pops and we laughed, and we made jokes about having a beer with him, and you know, beforehand, and everybody got all jealous, and we showed them that we were just kidding. But anyway, finally, Rhino came to the autograph session booth there, and myself and my two other friends were the first people there, because we're selfish, and we love to get in line. But he signed my shirt, signed the DVD and whatnot, but it was fun. He's a really, really great guy. I got a picture with him. I'm going to post that up on the podcast, on the exiledesigns.com website once the podcast and website is created. I'll post some pictures for you. I also have some video of him doing the gore, his spear, his finishing move. It's really good. Anyway, we met him as well. We talked to him for a bit, had a couple group pictures, and you know, and he's a really, really good guy. If you get a chance to see Rhino, don't hesitate. He won't bite you too hard. I don't suppose. He's not an asshole by any means, which is nice to see. You think that they have, you know, their nose in the air, but that is not the case with him. Terry Gerwin, he was a good guy. Gerwin, whatever his name is there. Rhino was a good guy. And so it was very fun. You know, got good tickets and had some fun watching the CIW action. And so that's about it. And on other wrestling news so far, brother and I, that went to SummerSlam together last summer, decided we're gonna go see WWE Judgment Day in September in Toronto at the Air Canada Center. That should be interesting. Nonetheless, of course, WWE is always fun to watch live, and we're going to make that trip in September, and we're also thinking of going to a TNA Live Impact taping in Orlando, which would be fun as well. So we'll see how that goes. It should be interesting, and you know, if you ever get a chance to see any live WWE or any other live wrestling, I'd suggest, if you're not into wrestling that much, it's just an experience just to go and to see all the live action in itself. Moving on now, I thought I'd bring up as far as Monday goes. I think I'm going to keep on doing these new music tunage for you, and something along those lines. I have a guy that was at the bar last week when I went to go relax a little bit, and His name is Tim Morrison, TYMMorrison.com is the website, and you can, he's into a little heavy metal, rock, that kind of stuff, and he made an album called The Solo Project. You can buy his solo album at CDBaby.com for $10. I fortunately got the advanced copy, and he's such a good guy. I played some stuff on the air, Brain Gel Radio, BrainGel.com, and you might know me as the X-Man there. And I'm going to give you two songs right now, so you can listen and enjoy. So here they are. I'm going to load this up first here, excuse me, and it's going to ramble on while I do this. I should have been more prepared, but I'm not, because, you know, that's just how I am. I go on the fly. I'm not. Damon's going to also do a show afterwards, and he'll inspire you with his non-readiness that he pulls off very, very well. It just turns out that I have to actually load the CD on. So in the meantime, I'm going to quit, and I will go to another section here where you can just do what I did before and upload the songs yourself. So the next two sections, you'll see the song titles, and it'll be separate from this podcast. So have a good day for your Monday. Some Monday night, and it is 9:30 p.m. We're going to try and do this 9:30 update every week, and I hope you have a good day. This is Ryan Carlos signing off for Canuckcast 2.0. Have a good Monday. See you guys later.